BBC Sussex, the news at 8, here's Mitch Mansfield.
Good morning. It's emerged that the man behind Wednesday's terror attack in London had previously lived in addresses across Sussex. He's also believed to have stayed in a hotel in Brighton in the nights leading up to the attack. More details have been revealed about Khalid Massoud, who drove a car into pedestrians on Westminster Bridge before fatally stabbing a policeman guarding Parliament. BBC Sussex's Alison Ferns is outside the Preston Park Hotel in Brighton this morning.
It's believed that Khalid Massoud stayed here at the Preston Park Hotel for several nights.
Mike Granite is a security expert and he's told us he's not surprised the suspect had come to Brighton.
One wonders whether actually he went to Sussex for two reasons. One is...
Sussex police stress there is no specific threat to the people across the county. Last night, police also announced that a 75-year-old man had died after being hit by the car, taking the number of people murdered to four. Meanwhile, a fund set up by the Metropolitan Police Federation for the family of PC Keith Palmer has received more than £375,000 in donations. In other news, police are appealing for witnesses after a man was attacked with a machete in a flat in Somting in the early hours of Thursday morning. The 50-year-old man was taken to the Royal Sussex County Hospital in Brighton with a serious injury to his arm. He was undergoing treatment after the incident in Millfield at about 4 a.m. A 23-year-old man from Worthing, who's also being treated in hospital for injuries, has been arrested on suspicion of causing grievous bodily harm. A teacher appointed to advise ministers on bad behaviour in schools in England says the problem isn't being taken seriously enough and could undermine children's performance. In a report published this morning, Tom Bennett says head teachers need better training in how to deal with difficult pupils. He's also calling for school inspectors to put greater emphasis on behaviour. An 87-year-old man has been spared jail after admitting his dangerous driving led to the death of a woman from East Sussex. David Lord lost control of his car on Christmas Eve in 2015, crashing into the front of a Costa coffee shop in Kent. Valerie Deacon from Udamore was in the cafe and died instantly. Her family say they believe the crash was entirely avoidable. There are plans for a ban on begging and street drinking in Hastings town centre. That's after complaints that intimidating behaviour by the street community is affecting local businesses. A public consultation starts today on whether to bring in public spaces protection orders with on-the-spot fines for antisocial behaviour. We asked these people in Hastings whether they felt action was needed.
I've seen three different incidents with people who are drunk attacking people.
Snares should be banned from council-owned land because they're killing badgers, hares and even pet cats and dogs. That's according to West Sussex County Councillor Francis Opler, who's saying the devices are barbaric, also calling on the council to pass a motion banning them at a full council meeting later today. The campaign group Countryside Alliance says snares are an important way to keep predators under control. And it's Comic Relief Day, and pupils at Vardine College in Brighton are doing something unique, a sponsored goat race. Students will race the school's five pygmy goats, that's Alan, Ethel, William, Bertie and Maya, around an obstacle course in order to be crowned Super Goat.
Right, and we have Simon Cowell in the house as well. Did you know that?
Yes, I saw that. I have actually got a little bit of Comic Relief related trivia for you if you want it.
Oh, yes, please.
At the heart of tonight's show, of course, Crawley comedian Ramesh Ranganathan.
Yes, very good.
Used to be my teacher.
No, really? What, yeah. What did he teach?
I think he's okay with me saying that.
Yes.
He used to be a maths teacher. He was also my head of sick form.
Right. Was he funny?
How much has changed? He was absolutely hilarious in school assemblies, and as he was breaking through on the scene, a bunch of us used to go and watch him perform at his dad's pub to us and about three other people. But he's doing us all proud.